just move on up toward your destination. Though you may find from time to time complication.
Hey, what's happening? Randolph Terrence.
I'm Andy Klein.
Hey, Tim Miller. Hey, how are you? Smile.
What's going on, girl?
Hey, girl. Look at that. I done found $1,000.
Where did he get that pickup line from?
What? Has that worked?
You can't say hi back?
What if he really found $1,000? What if he...
He just found $1,000.
I'm serious. I found $1,000 on the ground. There's some cigarettes and shit. What happened? Somebody got shot?
She's making it rain behind her as she walks away.
Some crack? I found some crack on the ground, everything.
She's just going on with the video. He was talking to me. He was trying to get at me.
So rude. So rude.
That'd be a funny
remember
video.
Remember your dream. Your only scheme.
Who else we got with us, man?
Pushing.
Before I get deep into this shit.
Sitting in with us today.
Had some drinks.
As we did Monday, we also have sitting with us to my right, we have...
Chris Lambert.
And to my left, we have...
Courtney Fearington.
I am in a fat boy sandwich.
Hype. Damn. Nothing less. Taking... Taking shots. Shots. No,
what I love is when they both put up, when Chris will put up Fat Boy Tweet. I love that.
But this is the thing. This is the thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I will outrun, outlift, and outperform anyone at this goddamn table.
Outperform.
Challenge me.
Outperform what?
Outperform what?
Marine. That's Marine Corps talk.
Yeah, it's
Marine Corps jargon.
That's just.
You can perform. Climb a rope better than me, I'm sure.
I will climb the shit out of the rope.
You're definitely physically stronger.
Or just swing that rope around that people do now. They just swing that, like that.
However,
CrossFit shit.
We can both go rounds on the heavy bag until one of us stops.
Oh, you can question my cardio. You can question my I right now will run a 21-minute 3-mile, which is not slow, but it's also not fast.
It ain't fast at all.
It's not fast. That's a 7-minute mile.
I'll run a 21-minute 1-mile.
holding glass of wine the whole time.
Well, let me tell you, I get the 21 minutes, and like, you got 2 more miles left. Like, you know what? Go fuck yourself with your mile, bitch.
2 more miles on my 1 mile?
Hey, girl, you running? Smile! Do they catcall what they running to? Shit.
Just a lot of staring when you're running. You can't waste no breath.
Dude, the catcalls everywhere they go. Like...
What's going on, girl? What?
Hey, shit. Oh, what you just... You gonna bend backwards in front of me? And expect me not to say something? Shit. Smile!
Imagine when that girl stops, like, that she's taking a bus somewhere, and she's waiting for the bus. That's... You gotta keep moving just to keep those dudes off you.
Yeah,
stop. They're gonna start circling.
Yep.
Oh, you're gonna stop now? What's going on?
What's happening?
You take this bus every day, huh?
Oh shit! What's going on? How long you been walking? You been walking since you been alive? How long you been alive?
Oh, you can't talk.
You don't talk,
Chris.
You don't like talking,
bitch.
What's wrong?
Talk more.
You a bitch. You a bitch. You ain't talking to us. Huh? Are we scaring you? Cause you know why you scared? Cause you a bitch. You ain't shit.
I'm Chubby Nice.
This is mad aggressive, and I don't know what's happening.
I don't know
right
what's
now.
Happening.
Yeah.
It got aggressive. Really.
I'm just trying to be.
Y'all got some of that. Y'all got some of that brown in your system.
I'm just trying to be. Got brown in me.
I'm just trying to be nice to you. You bitch.
Michael Felder.
I feel like I'm 9 years old and I'm at my uncle's house. What the fuck happened?
Michael Felder on Twitter last night.
What's wrong with these dudes?
To drink some brown liquor.
Fucking.
You remember her? I started following her on Instagram.
Oh, hey.
Remember?
I remember her, Vita? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Fight music.
Fell off. You know she's 40?
Who are you looking at? What's going on?
She's been around for a minute.
You guys met her.
You know who she dated? When he first started
Jeter.
In the NFL?
Fucking Jeter. She dated, well, she
no,
dated
not Jeter.
Jeter early.
Who are you talking about?
Vita Guerrero.
Vita Guerrero.
Vita Guerrero.
Oh.
I don't know that.
You know who else she dated? What's his name? Shockey.
Yeah.
Jeremy Shockey.
That's where she got the naked pictures got released from that.
Mm-hmm.
She was in the cloud. They got her early.
Mm-hmm.
Thing about Vita is she used to just be the video vixen. Mm-hmm. Like, she was in Chappelle's show and stuff like that.
She was on Chappelle's show, yeah.
She has completely...
She stopped doing all that?
Well, she no. She just completely reinvented herself. She got a... It's not like female bodybuilding. They call them fitness models.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like female bodybuilding, except it's more about how fit are you. Right. She got a pro card in that. She completely changed her body type. She's
any kids?
Fine. What's up?
Any kids?
No.
A lot of them are on Instagram now. No, those fitness.
She's fitness like, now she's like a fitness model. She got a pro. If you get a pro card, I mean, you serious with it. Because they don't just give away a pro card just because you used to be on Smooth Magazine.
Pro card?
You ain't going to get one for that.
Is that just like that's literally a card that you get? You keep in your wallet?
Pretty young bitch.
It's like a SAG card.
It's like a SAG card.
Okay.
Like professional bodybuilders that you see,
right?
You got to get a pro card to be.
You got to pay dues to the pro card organization.
No, you
got to
win. You got to win an amateur competition.
Okay,
but you have to win it, and then you
got to climb a lot of ropes.
Yeah, and then you get a pro card. You got to climb a lot of coasts. You got to wrestle in the sand.
Right,
there's a lot of shit you got to do.
A lot of tires. A lot of big tires.
You need to get her, y'all. Look her up. She's gorgeous.
The big tire exercise craze, is that going away? You just be throwing around tires and shit.
Flipping it and stuff.
I got
right?
one in my trunk of my car.
You got it, but you don't have the monster truck tire.
No, we got one at the gym.
The people just flip it around, just pick
some,
it up, drop
you
it.
You can't let everybody do it.
Sledgehammer.
Why not? What we got? Yeah, there's.
You
got
to have a certain level of body strength to do it.
There was a sequence in that Robert De Niro, Sylvester Stallone movie with Kevin Hart in it.
The boxing one?
Yeah, the boxing movie. Yeah. He was trying to pick the thing
flip
up.
The tire? Yeah.
Yeah.
What you do is you
flip
the tire.
Pounds, the ones that,
you jump in the tire, you jump out the tire, you turn around, you flip it the other way.
No, no, that's
jump
some
in,
shit
jump
we
out,
created.
Turn around, jump in, jump out.
The tire itself is over 100 pounds?
That's some shit we yeah.
Tires are fucking heavy, man.
So you pick up the tire and then you push it over.
Now, what we were doing, it's like a full body workout. So you get in like a squat position, you put your hands under the tire,
pick it up,
and you flip the tire like as you stand up,
drive,
as long as you can.
You switch your grip over, movement, push it.
The move, you don't really switch your grip.
I do.
Oh, well,
I do.
It's like an explosive.
You got that good upper body strength.
Courtney doesn't need to switch his.
You flip it. And
shots fired.
It's like a clean. Like that whole movement, that full body movement. And then once you flip it over, then you do a jump, you add the legs, you jump in, you jump out, and then you do it all over again, and you do that four times.
Randolph is like passing around pictures of.
Yeah, Courtney's talking about something.
Is that her?
Yeah.
That's Vita Guerrero.
How many likes does that have?
Oh. Not many. She's not on the scene. She's not on the scene anymore.
See, that's what I get to the point where
you're thirst trapping. You can't thirst trap, Chris.
It's like,
you can't thirst trap.
What is that term?
Thirst trapping is when you thirst trapping is when you put up some shit that you know dudes are gonna be thirsty for or anyone's gonna be.
That's what they do.
Women dudes can thirst trap too. That you ever seen somebody with pretty eyes and they've got like a selfie of them and like the sun's glistening over their shoulder and shit.
Yeah, they know what they're doing.
Yeah. It's just a Tuesday. You gray eyed bitch. Is it really just a Tuesday?
Is it
really just a Tuesday?
Is that what it is, Eric Patrick?
You thirst trapping motherfucker.
Is that what it is, Eric Patrick?
Yeah. I got a couple of friends with some nice eyes on Facebook, and they posted close up pictures of man just sitting on this bus. Whatever, you motherfucker,
nigga, you ain't shit. You green eyed bastard.
That's Courtney flipping the tire.
So the sun just happened to be shining evenly over
you. I hate you so much.
Shit.
Here's another one that
you're so pretty though.
Here's another one that certain women are doing now to separate themselves. The early morning selfie, the no makeup early morning one.
They took
right,
but see that, and that's not a thirst trap. Like a thirst trap is like Andy. Like if a girl goes online and she's like, "Look at my new haircut," but also doesn't have any pants on. You
right.
Is it your haircut?
Yeah, which hair?
Vagina? Your bush?
Did you cut your pubic hair or what?
You just gonna take a picture in your panties about your new haircut?
I don't follow anyone
on
Instagram.
How to crop?
I'm not even in that world. I don't know.
I hate.
Anything about
I Instagram?
Why would you hate that?
I Instagram a lot.
I mean, the only reason I use Instagram is because it lets you post pictures of Facebook and Twitter with one click.
Nice. And see, I separate my lives are separated. My Twitter account is all the dumb shit that won't make it on
Facebook.
Yeah, because I have a feed of people who are good writers, and you post some dumb shit, and he's hacky, and I'm like. Suck a dick. This shit, like, if I want to post some dumb shit, let me post some dumb shit. Like I posted on Twitter. Out of all these hoes out here, one of them got to be loyal. Like,
that's funny.
I'm not gonna post that on Facebook
because people are like, "Oh, it's hacky."
Yeah, exactly.
Or they're gonna be like, "Hoes?
It's
what?
Easy.
They're not hoes."
It's easy. I see what you did, and it's easy.
And then Courtney's like,
"Some
like, well,
of the corniest motherfuckers I see." Like, it's like you call yourself a comic.
Like, corny. They're trying so hard to be complicated, they end up talking about dumb shit like baseball statistics.
It's like, there's so... Can I say something here? There's so many people, and I'm pointing. I'm doing my... Like, I got my fingers pinched. I'm doing like I'm picking up a toothpick.
He has three fingers three. Up.
It's
and
almost
one. Yeah, circular. Yeah.
It almost looks like a dinosaur if you were to make it a wall puppet. But when I see this on Facebook, there's so many people talking about how comedy should be, what it should be, what it should mean, and you see them on stage. It's like, what the fuck
are you doing?
Have you been actually working on your craft?
No,
your stand-up?
No. But I go to a lot of shows, and I've seen a lot of comedy.
But I have all the Twitter fans.
I keep those worlds separate. My Instagram world completely separate than the rest of my.
If someone calls you out for being hacky, because they're not going to do that.
No one's going
to
do it,
right? But you don't want them to think that.
I just leave the shit alone. Because
then you could just come back with like how much can you bench though,
right? Yeah, and that shit won't get me on a show. Let me do some push ups though.
Oh, I bet you
I do push ups straight though. Like, and that shit won't work. Like, so. Yeah.
Oh, you roll a tire.
I can do these pull ups from a pause. Can you do pull ups from a pause?
Yeah. I don't have to roll a tire as it was intended to be used.
Shit, like the shit I put on Facebook is different than the shit I put on Twitter, and it's just me being in my head. But I don't. Yeah, that's what I. I made a Game of Thrones comment, and I was like, can't put my Game of Thrones comment on Twitter. I'll put it on Facebook because everyone would get that.
The only reason I won't.
I was fat and full of wine, and my Halloween costume is I'm unintentionally Robert Baratheon. Mm-hmm. Okay,
that's funny.
I don't even know.
You don't watch Game of Thrones?
You don't watch Game of Thrones, so you would not.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You know, but it's funny. That's Robert, why I saw that tweet.
He's just like a fat, fun king.
He had a really good laugh
and was really bad
at
things.
Fucking all
that's all he was doing, just fucking and drinking fucking wine.
But you wouldn't post that to Facebook? Or
no, I wouldn't post that to Twitter.
Just,
that
was you wouldn't funny, post it to Twitter.
No, because you would have to hashtag it so everybody can see it.
I don't bother with that.
Yeah, see, that's why
I just post the same shit.
If I post some dumb shit.
Hashtag.
I don't hashtag.
GOF. Yeah. GOT
Game of Thrones. I'm not gonna do all of that.
I don't. I almost never use hashtags.
These hoes ain't loyal. I can hashtag that. And people. I've had some strangers retweet that. So
I'll just like if I talk about. I don't even. If I talk about a movie or something, I'll hashtag the movie.
Hoes are loyal though. They stay with their pimp.
That's what I mean.
Hoes are loyal.
Out of all these hoes, one of them got.
Until it gets tested.
One of them loyal.
Hoes are loyal though. Until they choose up.
The people that are going to follow you are going to follow you, and if they don't. Like,
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. That's all right. I swear to God, I was not meaning to cut you off.
No,
I
was just
fucking with you all.
Were you?
Now
is this what it is?
now it has come.
I mean, I come here. I love you guys. I'm thinking I'm going to have a good time. My parents hate each other at home. I look at this place as a sanctuary. I get to come home. Oh, I get to see Randall, Tim, and Andy. Oh, my God. This is so fun. I'm excited. I think about a song that I'm going to play. I want to play this song because I think I like playing a song as the intro to have a good time.
Did you listen to it before you came in?
They might make fun. I did. I did.
What's the song you play? What's the song you
because
play?
Because I care.
What song you play?
It's a song. It was a song called Gun Showers by this... Toronto jazz ensemble called Bad, Bad, Not Good.
Okay. Are you
with
done? Are
Ghostface Killer?
Are you done, faggot?
And Elzai.
Okay.
And I can call the faggot.
Elzai
is one of the best MCs ever.
Elzai is nice.
He's one of the best. But you know,
what's happening
I'm
right
sorry
now?
Oh my that God. I don't eat cupcakes.
You guys weren't into it.
And wear a scarf.
And wear
a
scarf.
And fedora.
And like. Take pictures of my food and
take
pictures of my food and show the stuff.
What was Elzai's rap group?
What's turning into an intervention.
What was the rap group Elzai was in?
It was kind of in Slum Village.
Yeah, it was a little bit.
It has been building for a while.
Like a little bit.
I was and seen and I'm done.
All right, you good?
Do you guys want to read some listener emails?
Yeah, we do want
listener emails.
Let's get some structure back. Let's do something.
We do need
spring
structure.
The first email. These are all from a couple weeks ago because we haven't read them in a while. Doug, hello, Doug. He has an email.
Doug
says, "Love the format, the guest hosts. He loves the guest hosts, Chris.
Chris, Courtney, talking to y'all.
And your eclectic topics from ratchet music to police civilian interactions. Just letting you know that you missed a music opportunity when the student threesome by with the student threesome by not playing "I Couldn't Keep It to Myself" by Tony. Yeah, I didn't even
interesting.
Think of that.
Yeah. That's a good call. It's a good call.
Yeah, I don't think of Tony that much.
That's the thing.
House of Music, one of their best albums.
Tony is a really good underrated group, though.
They got some really
good. You know
good
what?
Tunes.
I don't know. Were they underrated? Let's do it.
I think they were appropriately rated.
Were they
House of Music?
They were
really
underrated.
Good. They were
really good.
Musically.
They were good.
The music was really good. They played.
Sons of Soul was good.
I mean,
it was really good.
I thought, yeah, but were they underrated?
No.
I don't think they were underrated.
No. House of Music
I think
is
they
classic.
Were
I think
rated.
They went as far as they could.
I think they did.
It's like Raphael Sadiq. Raphael Sadiq is great.
Yeah.
He's never getting any higher than what he is now.
That's it, buddy.
And I think he's okay with that. And he should be because he has a great career.
I don't think he goes to bed hungry.
Yeah, no. Exactly.
But I just think that album, like, I don't think that album got enough love. That came out maybe like
House of Music. That was their last album.
Yeah. That was the last one.
Yeah.
Which what was on that song? The song with DJ
I've been
Quick?
Thinking of you. Yeah, I think
I've been thinking of you.
That one?
Yeah.
That's a great song.
Since the first day I ever.
And he sang with that confunction, that confunction voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was kind of like an Al Green type.
I knew you'd be.
You got.
Yeah.
Bring it, Andy.
Talk about another
I've been thinking about you.
Monique sent us an email about episodes 411 and 412. That's where we had Elton and Becca.
Oh, shit.
Monique says, episode 411, y'all made my day. I love you, Elton Howard Jr. He was
he was bringing that voice to you, baby.
Yeah. Two things, though.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
I wasn't there. I ain't in trouble. Yeah. I wasn't there for that one.
Number one, I got to me a man, LOL, and how you feel about BBWs. We ain't for everybody. Ask Randolph.
Big, beautiful woman.
Shots fired.
That's true. I mean, you can fire shots, but that's true.
Blocker.
You know he don't play that shit. Hi, Becca, by the way. Thanks for joining in with me on Slob on My Knob, a woman after my own heart.
Slob on my knob. We'll like corn on the cob.
We'll pass that on to Becca.
Give me a hit.
Episode 412. For that Bola, though, just pour some Tussin in it. It'll clear up. I so agree with you, Randolph.
You know what? It seems like it because nobody in the state seems to be dying.
You know what? I was in the city on Thursday.
That one dude.
I was there.
The one dude in
that
Dallas.
That one dude was not an American.
The blunt
so
guy.
So he got the late treatment. He was like, oh, well, let's get him. Where you from?
Oh, he got the
you? You ain't from
Liberia.
Here?
And you black? So you waited. The Asian girl, she got out of Bethesda.
And got a hug from the president.
Yeah.
Did she?
Yeah. The president,
so why is he being disrespectful?
The people
like
was like,
that,
yeah,
man.
You didn't do enough for people with Ebola. He hugged somebody who has.
He could have sent her a letter.
Right. He hugged somebody
don't
who
give
has.
Ronald Reagan pissed on people with AIDS. So
literally. He actually pulled his dick out.
He didn't hug anybody.
He slapped
hug anybody.
He pissed on people.
He pulled out his colostomy bag and opened it up.
I was
trying to keep his hands in his pockets around the AIDS patients. He was like, no, not in my office.
I saw a bunch of Asian people in the city on Thursday with masks on.
Oh, God.
Like the Ebola's not gonna. Is like, oh, he's got a mask. I'm not gonna.
Ebola's really not airborne.
Ebola.
But
really
Ebola's
Ebola,
not airborne.
China, really, Chinatown? All the shit that's going on down there?
This is like 34th.
Oh, that's not even near Chinatown.
Yeah.
Shit.
They eat like you. They didn't have gloves on? They didn't know Ebola's not airborne?
No.
Octopus's assholes.
Taking stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
And they.
And got the nerve. And got the nerve
you
to
got
be.
Got the nerve to be ink.
We are getting.
The sheer audacity.
We are,
ink
we
all
are,
on your mouth.
We are getting. Wow.
That's the only.
That is some old. That is some old '90s black parent who was in the military type shit. Mm-hmm. Don't be there going down that past that border, getting that green shit around your mouth, boy.
Shit on that boy. You know they be eating that that squid ass down there now. Shit.
That's the only part of the squid.
No tentacles.
They throw away the rest of the squid. They only keep the
only
asshole.
Only eat the asshole.
Yeah, that's the delicacy.
Duck vaginas, in the words of Louis C.K.
Duck snatch.
Big barrel of duck vaginas.
Monique says, I so agree with you, Randolph. Mike Epps' stand-up ain't that funny. He has his moments, but in movies, that goofy shtick
he has
works better.
You think he's a good actor?
Did you see Sparkle?
Did you see the Resident Evil?
Well,
that Resident Evil drink where he flips out was like, man, why didn't you tell me you got bit? I'm out here fucking with you.
He's basic, but in Sparkle, he was basically playing Richard Pryor, and if anybody, he can do it.
You know what he does have is a funny presence.
That's what she said.
Yeah,
his goofy shtick works better
funny.
In movies.
But like he was real funny.
He got
funny
a couple funny
in,
bits.
Welcome Home, Roscoe Jenkins. He was funny as shit.
He's fun. Like he's,
but everybody was funny in
he's
that.
He's good in Survivor's Remorse too.
Because everybody, I people talk shit about Welcome Home, Roscoe Jenkins. I really like that movie.
It's a good movie.
Underrated. That shit was funny, man.
He was like when you see a man Tony out by
Black
himself
movie.
Or with his girl, you'd be like, "Hey Tony," and be like, "Hey, what's going on, brother? How you doing? God bless you. Have a good one." And he's like, you see Tony out by himself, you'd be like, "Hey, what's up, Tony?" Be like, "Hey, what's
what
up?
A, where the bitch is at?"
nigga. Where the
where
bitch,
the bitch is at? Shit. What the fuck? Is that my girl? Is she coming through? She coming by? The way he did
some
that.
Of that shit is funny.
That way he did that shit, yeah, shit is funny. She coming yeah. through. She coming by. And she pulled up. Just the timing of it. The way he did.
But that shit. These fools are turning me around on,
he
on
got
my
some shit.
But
no,
but that shit. It's a present. It's not the joke.
You
it's not the writing.
He's just a funny person.
You would have to. Yeah, you would have to sit through a lot of bullshit to get.
What's the special he did in Detroit? Like he did like at
that's the special.
Theater.
That's
yeah,
the
yeah.
joke.
Oh, that's one where he was shouting at the old man. Hey, what's up, old sugar daddy? Sugar daddy, yeah. Sugar daddy.
He's talking about like Jesse Jackson, like did something with like Martin. It was funny. It was like some real subversive shit.
You don't remember it?
No.
Okay.
Be quiet. I just remember it was funny.
Be quiet.
I want to see Mike Epps live. That shit was.
He told you to shut
Andy
up.
Andy has the perfect coast.
Andy King.
He invites you to his podcast so and says, "Be quiet."
The perfect coast.
What?
Damn.
I want to see Mike Epps live, and that shit was boring as hell.
Was it really?
You did.
Yeah. I believe it.
Why? It was Mike Epps, Charlie Murphy, and the highlight of the show was Monique.
Wow.
Dominique.
Dominique's funny though.
Dominique, yeah.
Dominique Dawes?
No. Dominique. Oh. The,
Dominique Wilkins.
That was
she
the first,
came out, she did flips, and we were about
that was the first time I heard her tell that joke fine. Where she was like, her girlfriend called her because her boyfriend was beating her up. And she was like, if he beat you up and he love you, the fuck you think he gonna do to me? I'm not helping you.
She got jokes.
Yeah, yeah. People he beating like, the shit out of you and he love you.
Like the audience can tell when you got jokes. Yeah. And some and Epps is, he has jokes too, but he's just a funny dude. Yeah, his act outs
see,
yeah,
I,
his act outs are better than
I got
jokes.
I got caught out there because that was the same year I had gone to see like Bill Burr had come and Patrice was at the Improv and then I had gotten tickets to see Damon Wayans at whatchamacallit, and then at the end of it, it was like, let's go see Mike Epps. Shit.
Hey, Courtney, who books whatchamacallit?
Oh, over at the whatchamacallit.
Who you know?
Over at the whatchamacallit.
You know who books whatchamacallit? Who you know?
Hey, you know that one dude? You know that one dude? You know the one dude to do the one thing?
Yeah.
He over at whatchamacallit.
Do we have any more listener email before we go into who's it's and
we're not even done with Monique's email.
God damn.
Look at this stuff.
Monique said, Randolph is like a grumpy comedy uncle, LOL. He said, quote, there's a lot of comedians I don't like with so much conviction.
Church.
That's real.
Why the hell is Erykah Badu caterwauling in the middle of Times Square? Ain't nobody got time for that shit. Oh, yeah, Erykah.
She's a funny girl.
Oh, yeah, shit. Erykah got the DOC and Jay Electronica's babies, too.
She lives in Fort Greene now. I ever see Erykah Badu on the street, prepare for meltdown videos all over World Star Hip Hop.
You gonna catcall her?
I'm a catcall and then meltdown like somebody just showed me Michael Jackson.
Hey! You're gonna be like, hey! Hey!
Hey, smile!
Smile!
Smile?
Smile!
Smile?
And then I'm
hey, hey, sing!
You ain't gonna be naming no buildings after me to go down the line.
I'm an orange moon.
That song's beautiful.
She's fucking great.
I'm an orange moon.
One of the best concerts I ever went to.
Yep.
I think I just
I've seen Erykah Badu every chance I've gotten. I want to see her birthday when she performed.
Gebber said he saw her live and she only drank tea on stage.
She does.
That's it?
She has tea and incense lit, and she has her little, like a little section set up, but she puts on the dopest
concert. Yeah, was like, she just stood up to drink tea.
She puts on the dopest concert.
I think for the encore, she just comes out and takes your order and makes you tea.
Yeah.
She had an apron on when
naked.
She came out.
She had an encore on.
No bullshit. She had an
star
apron.
Star were too bright. And that's it. What else in the Monique?
That's Monique's. We got two emails from Howard. One of them, Howard sends us an article. We've been talking about Howard's ongoing Tinder drama. Howard sent us an article that I sent you guys. 7 things I'm not afraid to tell my sons about love, sex, and their bodies. He was wanting our perspective on that, especially Randolph's. And then Howard sent us another email.
Don't worry.
Howard sent us another email with an article. Hey guys, here's an article I found where certain words you described women really mean. Tell me what you think. And that was another article about words describing women. We'll get to that. Ayana sent us an email about last Thursday's episode. Not Ayana Dookie. No.
Okay.
She sent this email a couple weeks ago, and that was the reaction then too.
Yeah.
We have not got an email from Ayana Dookie. Ayana says the title of the email is Plop Plop Fizz Fizz, which is a reference to last Thursday's podcast. Hey guys, really funny show today. Andy, I'm starting to wonder if you're just passing for white. You know way too much about black stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I study. I do my research.
We talked about a little bit.
We talked about black hair. Yeah,
black hair. And
I listened. It was good.
And the Beijing.
I listened. It was good.
Yeah. Dominique didn't like it too much.
No.
Oh. She was like, you guys have been talking about hair for a half hour. I was like, who's counting?
Faggots.
This is what she was saying.
Who's counting, Dominique?
She was like, listen, faggots.
I wasn't talking
about black hair.
Queers.
You metrosexuals. I don't like my men like that.
Queers.
Ayana says, I've been to the barbershop with hubby and seen the Beijing stuff firsthand. They paint your hair with, if you guys know what we're talking about.
That's what LeBron, you guys are talking about LeBron did that, right?
That's ridiculous.
She said, it looks crazy to me. My husband also gets his hair cut once a week or so. Don't mess with a black man and his haircuts in my sassy black girl voice. LOL. I literally laughed throughout the entire show. Good stuff, guys.
Two things, Ayana. One, you don't need to be in the barbershop with your man.
It could be a beauty salon.
No, well, if he wants her there,
he's fine. Need to be in the barbershop with your man.
If he wants her there,
but he's fucking up the conversation from the other dude.
What? Well, that's him. That's on him. You need to talk to him.
What? The barbershop is the black man's country club.
Dog, that's where we go.
That's where we go.
That's where we go so we can talk about everybody freely.
That's why you bring in a girl.
Hey, don't bring her.
You don't bring your girl.
She goes to the beauty shop.
To the barbershop. And my barber will be like, hey, how you doing?
First of all, stop right there. Mm-hmm. Let's just stop right there. You can take Erica anywhere around a bunch of black dudes, and they're going to be all right with it. I'm going to be honest. They're going to be okay with it.
They're going to be... They'll chill out on the conversation for a little bit.
If I take my wife around a bunch of black dudes, they're surprisingly fine with it. Isn't that weird? If I keep bringing her around, they'll be like, hey, man, come
here. Hey, yo, man.
I'm not saying it's a real.
I mean, you had to stop bringing her around.
What's the deal?
Can you wait in the car?
What's the deal?
My wife likes sports. My wife's attractive. They like that. She can hold up her end of the conversation.
A lot of sports talk at the barbershop.
Yeah.
At some point, they're going to be like, stop bringing her here.
I mean, I'm not saying every week when you go get your haircut, be like, hey, babe, I'm about to go to the barbershop. Try to come hang out.
Let's go.
The barbershop is the black man's country club. It just is.
What is the black woman's country club?
The beauty shop!
Sometimes they're one and the same, though.
Yeah, but they're completely separate.
They're completely separate.
Yeah.
Because the beauty shop is usually like, it's in its own separate room.
They have a curtain. They have
it's
a
wall.
Never a curtain.
In the back of the room.
But
the
situation. See how me and Chris both are pointing.
Yeah, it's always in the back. See, and that's how they do it. The barbershop is usually in the front.
And the beauty shop is in the back.
So the women can walk by and all the dudes
through the men.
Ray Rice. And then, all right, how you doing? Okay, you getting your all right then. Good to see
you. Go, girl.
And then they talk about her for 5 minutes. Shit, God. She be coming in here.
The older black lady comes into the conversation, immediately gets respectful.
And,
how you doing, Miss Shirley?
Okay.
All right.
What y'all doing in here, making all this noise?
Thank you for the beans.
She brought beans. She brought beans. No, she probably made her mom's beans.
Don't you know my life?
Gospel music starts playing out of nowhere. My barber will listen to. Chris, stop singing. My barber been singing the whole show. What's the deal? It's in your heart.
Chris sing.
You got the spirit of Sunday school in your heart.
Yeah.
Do you listen to church?
No.
You know what I'm saying?
When I was a kid, we used to listen to like
all the time. Listen to it.
My mother had it on like WHUR like on Sundays.
Gospel music.
Yeah.
Man, I just downloaded some Kirk Franklin to run to.
No, I'm not talking about I'm talking about like upper room.
Put it on my cardio mix to run to.
That's kind of
Jesus is Lord.
I don't know if I'm gonna be on the street.
It's hard to beat the fuck out of a tire with Kirk Franklin.
It's all about
I'm talking
the
about, I'm talking about Jesus.
Gave it over to the Lord.
Yeah. You're the center of my joy.
Jesus can work it out.
I'm talking
Jesus
about.
Can work it out.
Oh, we fall down.
No,
we
ain't doing none of that.
Hey, we fall down.
Why that dude running and crying? what's he running and crying?
Then we get up.
You ain't doing nothing of that.
I used to have a radio show in undergrad, and I would play sexy R&B shit, and then at the end, I would play gospel music.
You close with that?
Yeah. That's funny as shit.
You know who else used to do that?
R. Kelly on his albums.
Well, that's kind of what
on my college. I used to always play Janelle Monae, and people used to complain about her album, her first album.
Why?
They didn't like. They were just like, "What the fuck are you playing?
Was it bad?
What's wrong?
No, it's not bad. It was just different,
just weird.
She was on that. She was on like that. That British kind of like electro funk.
Right.
That mixed with great, mixed man. With R&B.
She's good.
Like, she was on that here from the South before, like, they were bringing over Sam Smiths and all that other shit.
Right, right.
So it would be me playing a mix of, like, rap, R&B, hip-hop, a little rock, and then I'd play some of that. Or she had, her own rendition of, like, Smile, and I would close the night off with that, and people would just be, like, emailing me, like...
Like an inspirational genre.
Yeah, like, where do you...
People send you emails, like, what the fuck, man?
Who is this? And I'm like, Janelle Monáe, this shit is...
Well, usually college radio, you have more leeway to play, like, play out there kind of shit.
Yeah.
And she gave us an album, so we had the Metropolis album on deck. So it was like,
a good album.
It wasn't it.
Her shit was great.
The Metropolis album was not bad.
Not much of a fan
the one before that.
She's all right. Like she, I like.
I just think her voice is thin. I don't like her voice.
Her voice is thin. But so is Janet Jackson's voice.
I didn't like her voice.
I've seen her in concert.
I didn't like her either.
Did y'all see the picture of Janet Jackson with the dress pants on and the suspenders, and that's it?
No, I'm not on Instagram.
Where is it?
Woo, that picture, man. It popped up on Facebook. Woo, that picture.
I think I did see that picture. Yeah.
Well, how about you search for that and find it?
I'm about to go ahead and do that right quick.
Is that a recent picture? Or is it an old? What are you playing right now?
Am I plugged in? Try now.
Randolph's got a song he's playing.
Hope this lives up to the hype, man.
You know, I don't see
it. Is this part of your cardio mix?
Yeah, this is one.
This is going to be weird then, Chris.
I don't see it.
This is going to be weird.
Yeah, it's going to be weird.
No, I don't see it.
You don't see what?
It's not working.
The picture of the janitor.
You don't Google. You got to Google better.
Try turning up.
I've already Googling. Found it.
It's up.
Where did you look? Where did you look?
Damn.
It's airbrushed, but yeah.
You got to get the case up? Off your phone. Yeah, it was on. You got it, the cases. You can't plug it in all the way.
Yeah, I know.
It's pretty good.
Chris.
There it is. So this is what I've been running to.
This is what you've been running to?
Kirk Franklin.
This is Kirk Franklin doing... Okay. Is this September?
September?
It's the beat.
Ah, see, I don't really.
I don't. I can't.
Yeah.
I'm Southern Baptist Pentecostal black. I can't listen to this and be.
And I went to Catholic school.
I feel nothing for this.
Where it was just, yeah.
Okay, that part. I like that part.
My wife's going on me about going to church.
Why wouldn't you just play September?
Yeah.
Like, what's exactly.
It's the same song.
I played
song.
That, too.
But why? How is this a different song is what I'm saying.
I just downloaded this one day.
The
I was
message?
Like, I need a little church.
Like, how is that song? What did Kirk Franklin do to make that
Jesus
a different
died
song?
Jesus for your sins, body.
Did he just ad-lib some God talk in there?
He saved people. He gave people fish
basically,
in the desert. Body, not just died on the cross today.
So, like, he
did it all year.
He just plays September behind
not
him.
Not just in September.
He just jumps in with, like, yeah, Jesus and shit.
He just
and
made,
like,
he made a Jesus parody song.
Yes.
And when Moses
he got a Jesus
led the Israelites through the Red Sea
and took the staff and they couldn't follow.
This is like September, but it's so much
but,
better.
Oh my
man.
God. What is this song?
And he said, these are the Ten Commandments.
Oh, this is what you're supposed to be running
this is
to.
Courtney's this is your cardio mix?
Yeah, this is what you're supposed to run to right here.
Really?
I can be a little picky. Blame the sticky icky.
That's lifted music.
You see, but look at Chris. Look at Tim right now. This is, yeah. You get amped enough to jog a little bit down the street to this.
That's lifted
a little bit. That's lifted music.
What about that Run the Jewels? You heard that Run the Jewels too? Killer Mike and LP.
I listen to ratchet shit now, Chris. I don't.
That's
I don't need substance. Killer Mike has messages sometimes. I don't need substance.
Sometimes. You don't want to see all that.
I wanted to suggest this song to open a podcast.
Let me see that. Let me see that.
This is.
Are we playing dual cardio mixes?
Let me see that. Let me see that.
Cardio mix.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm about to show y'all what to run to.
This right here.
So far, I wouldn't run any of this.
Try me. This is not running music.
Who is
Jeremiah?
This?
That's lifting music.
Oh, lifting music and running music. How
what
are
is
you
this?
Well, how fast are you running?
I'm about to show you the difference. I'm about to show you the difference.
Oh my God.
You about to see the difference.
Are we really going back and forth with the
to running
how
music?
How fast are you running?
Are you ready?
How fast are you running?
How fast you think this will make you run? I only run about it when I'm running, just working
Damn,
out.
My Soul had
a
workout album.
When I'm working out.
Oh, they did.
But that means I'm running 7 miles, 5 to 7 for 9 minutes.
Ew, I'm not running that far.
Yeah. That's what
so
that's
this is part of the running myth.
This is running. Okay.
Can't keep running away.
You can't start off fast though. Running's like sex.
This is what I run.
This is
and this is also like sex. This is like old
it's like sex in 1976.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no way I could.
This is what I'm running to.
I can't run
this
it.
This is Sylvester.
Anybody recognize this song?
Yeah. I know what this is. I can't run it.
This is what I'm running to.
This is what I'm running from.
I was running to this today.
I run from
running
this.
Running from the closet?
In some form. Every
right.
day.
Right.
I roller skate my ass off in this.
This tempo. I'll bring y'all another one.
Let's,
this is the kind of shit.
This is the last one here. We're going to do the last one yeah. right here.
This is it.
Let's play a game where we just hit shuffle on our phones and see what's
yeah, guys.
Me first.
And let's watch the new Corey. Now,
is this more running
let's
or is
watch
this
the
more
new
It's running.
Movie.
I run to this, too.
This one's more. This is another running song.
Oh, this is a
Tim recognizes
fucking problem.
It's the beat.
That's a good beat. It's a good beats per minute.
About the beats.
I love bad bitches, that's a fucking problem.
Just an ignorant ass song. First of all, it's got Drake in it. And 2 Chainz. That's a lot of ignorance.
Drake's not ignorant.
Follow somebody real as your fucking problem. Bring your girl to the crib, maybe we can solve it.
But they do save it by having Kendrick do the last rap.
Baby, I'm like Kendrick Lamar, a.k.a. I'm
that record with
Benzes, a car.
That Kendrick like did with Flying Lotus is pretty good.
Kendrick is shit, man.
Oh, welcome
probably
to
the best young rappers.
Welcome to 2014.
Nigga.
I've been with Kendrick for a
I minute. Remember when I was boy. Talking to Andy about this yesterday. I remember when I said, oh, Kendrick Lamar is pretty dope.
I don't know if he is.
How long ago was that?
And then when the Grammy
How
came
long
around,
was that?
When I
How
told
long
you
was
like
that?
2 or 3 years
nigga
ago.
Red,
I thank
I'll
be you. Fucking bros like
two
I'll be fucking
what?
Bored.
Like 2 to 3 years
I'll
ago.
I'm fucking bored. Peace.
What's that? I don't know young guys. I don't know young guys.
I'm not saying
what
I don't know young guys.
Was that 88? What was that one with the way ADHD?
It was
that
probably. Yeah, it was
that
probably
first,
Section 80.
Yeah.
The first was the Kendrick Lamar EP, but he used to be K-Dot.
Finding somebody real is your fucking problem.
Have you heard
somebody
K-Dot
to the crib? Maybe we can
I don't think
it.
Of that.
Okay. All right, no more music.
All right.
Yeah.
What are we going to talk about?
We got 2 articles from Howard. That we can get
well,
to.
Well, let's do Howard's the article. Howard to
2 of them. One of them is called, we'll choose based on the title. One of them is called 7 Things I'm Not Afraid to Tell My Sons About Love, Sex, and Their Bodies.
That's the one.
Or, trying to raise a son. Or, An Honest Dictionary of Words Used to Describe Women, written by a woman.
I don't care about that. Did the woman write the one about the 7 Things I'm Not Afraid to Tell My Son?
No.
That's a man.
Did a man write that?
No, it's a woman.
Okay.
Joanna Schroeder.
That's the one we need to be focusing on.
Okay. This is on Huffington Post.
Because it could be anything.
The article.
Potential misogyny?
The potential for it is through the roof.
This is what a woman is saying. She doesn't have to teach her sons. Or she's not afraid to tell her sons, rather, about sex, love, and their bodies.
What are you not afraid to tell your son, woman who doesn't have a penis?
Uh-oh.
Here she goes. Hey, guys.
Uh-oh.
Well, if it's her son, she has a right to tell them
she
things.
She does.
It's her place.
She has a right to ruin his life, Randolph.
Uh-oh. Look at Chris stepping in.
Shots fired.
Look at Chris stepping in. Okay.
Hey, guys. I know that as your mom, this is her talking to her kids for us to read. I know that as your mom, I can be super annoying.
Mom.
I say things like, did you wash behind your ears? Every single
really say that?
I thought that was like a Leave It to Beaver cliche.
It is. I don't think that's a real thing. I was never told that either.
Yeah.
Wash ass, boy.
Yeah, exactly.
I was told that a lot.
Dirty motherfucker.
Every single time you take a shower, even though you're old enough to wash behind your ears without your mom yelling things from behind the bathroom
door. A lot of washing behind the ears.
But there are some things I want you to know, not just as your mom, but also as someone who cares a lot about the way society treats boys and men when it comes to sex, shame, and their bodies. Shame is the new buzzword.
How about the way society treats?
Yeah,
how about the way society treats white boys and black boys and men's?
Well, you want her
when
to
the cops get a hold of? Did I just say men's?
You said men's.
You did.
You make me feel.
You didn't want her talking to boys as a woman. Now you want her talking to black people. I'm spelling them out here so that other parents can talk about these things too, and other boys can see that there isn't just one way to grow up into a good man.
All right, bring it.
Number one, you don't have to be manly.
Whoa.
Okay. Christ. All right.
All right. Let's see. Maybe it's a clickbait. Number one. Let's see what she says.
Whoa.
All right. Here we go.
When you say clickbait, what do you mean?
She's drawing us in. So we're all rubbing our temples right now.
Okay.
There's already a ton of pressure on you boys.
I just happen to be rubbing my temple, so yeah, it's a good point.
There's already a ton of pressure on you boys to be manly.
You just shaved your head. It's fun rubbing the top of your head, ain't it? Mm-hmm.
And you're nowhere near grown men yet.
Head itches.
Since you guys were 2 years old, you've heard people saying, he's all boy, or boys will be boys, as an affirmation of your masculinity, and I think that probably has affected you in some way.
Oh, okay.
She doesn't know for sure, probably.
She doesn't.
Just know that even if you like what most guys like, you don't have to buy into every part of what you're told is manly. If you want to do stuff that other people think is girly, Dad and I don't care. We support you. Wear pink or don't. It's God. Just a color. Become a football fan or don't. Paint your nails or don't. None of these things make you more or less of a man, and it's not on us to decide for you. We see how much pressure is on you to man up and be tough, and you don't have to do that with us. You can cry, and you can relax. You can let your guard down. We'll always stand by
you. How old is this kid?
Okay, let's
she
stop
didn't
right
say older kid.
Let's stop right there. We'll go through them one at a time.
She's just saying think critically.
Yeah. She That's doesn't – first of all, she has no concept of what it means to actually be a man in our society or any society.
She has a stereotype.
She like, has a stereotype in her head.
Be tough and watch football.
That would be like me saying, hey, Ava, don't be womanly.
I got a question. It's
not for me to tell Ava that.
I got a question. Where's her husband? Well, where's the husband in this? Where's the man?
Her husband.
Where are the babies? Where are the boys? Where's the penis in this?
He's shivering dickless.
She said,
in a
Dad
corner.
And I don't care. I think she married a man who isn't much of a man.
He isn't. Yeah.
Well, he isn't much of a man in the fact that he's cool with his wife. Is that what you mean? Like
right.
His
he's emasculate.
Talking to his kids.
For us
about sex,
have you guys yeah.
without us there?
You
have you guys
me
ever?
Do this.
I mean, without him there. I
yeah,
mean,
you let me do this. You be quiet.
Have you guys ever seen this movie, The Virgin Suicides, or
no.
heard of it?
Heard of it. It? I saw some of it. I couldn't watch.
Really
it too
good.
Weird.
Really good movie based on a novel. But it's this: the mother was played by Kathleen Turner in the film, and she was like this very overbearing mother.
Yeah.
And James Woods was the husband,
mm-hmm.
and he was just kind of like he was emasculated. He was
yeah,
just kind of like
that's, yeah.
Your mother.
I was in acting class, and I did a scene
from that.
From that
no,
movie?
I did a scene from American Beauty.
Really? Who did you play? Lester.
I was the
gay guy,
Paperboy, the mailman.
Oh, yeah, the mailman.
The distraught.
No, what's
off.
The guy? The main actor, the dude who's in
Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey.
That's Lester.
I did
Burns.
That scene. Where he
which
he's
scene?
Basically he's basically flexing for the first time against his wife.
Oh, when he bought the car.
Oh yeah.
You know, and that's basically the scene, and that's you know you get with somebody who's emasculated because it allows you to flex.
Yeah.
But you want him to flex against you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean she doesn't know what it means to be a man. Just the basic pressure that a man
feels. Well,
she
has a stereotype. It's the
frat
boy.
She has no idea what that
means. She's telling her kids you don't have to be like the frat boy douchebag.
And that's fine. Yeah. But this shit about people wearing purple. I hear people talk about that, people wearing purple. No man gives a fuck about the way I wear purple because I like the way
that's
I look.
What
yeah, me too.
That's
yeah.
what she's trying to
fuck
say.
Fuck you.
That's what
right.
she's trying
that's
to say.
That's what a man does. But
that's what she's getting at. Number two.
Boys will be boys, by the way. If you watch little boys playing, they're fucking mean and violent.
Potential misogyny.
They're fucking mean and violent. You watch them, you're like, Jesus.
Boys and girls.
Jesus Christ.
If
motherfuckers would be killing each other if we were here.
If you already feel like the podcast has become misogynist, go ahead and fast forward a little bit. You don't have to listen to
the next one.
Number two. You deserve the right to bodily autonomy.
Okay.
What does this mean? Question mark.
Yeah,
okay. Oh, mommy, what does that mean?
It means that
body.
You get to say no to anything you don't want done to your body at all times. You get to say it to us and other adults, even adults who just want to hug you or pat you on the head. You also get to say it to girls or guys you may date or hook up with, and you get to say it to your friends. Even better, you should be with people who practice affirmative consent and wait to hear a yes from you before touching you in any way instead of waiting for a no. We believe that every part of your body is yours to do with what you please. Your gender and your sexuality as well as your sexual expression belong to you. Well, no shit.
What does all that even mean? When did that
don't let people take advantage of you.
When did that become a problem? What?
I don't know. Maybe it's I think
keep that boy out of the Catholic Church. There.
I got no problem with what she said there, but I feel like a lot of that is understood.
What is she? Yeah. I'm like, what are you?
By the way, don't let someone touch you who you don't want to touch you. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
Okay.
Number three, I think all that was done to set up number three.
Uh-oh.
Number three is you should never touch anybody without their consent.
This is where she wants to go.
It's that affirmative thing I just talked about. Keep your hands to yourself, and if you want to touch someone else, ask first. When you start dating, ask to touch the people you want to hook up with. Can I hold your hand?
Can I hold your hand?
Can I touch your
breasts under your shirt?
Ask if you can kiss them. Do it in a sexier, playful way. Don't wait for someone to say no to something you're doing. That means it's too late, and don't hook up with or...
Actually, it doesn't. No means stop. It doesn't mean it's too late. It just means don't do it. You don't know until you do it.
Can I kiss you right now?
Furthermore, all this asking is kind of creepy and weird also.
Well, here's the caveat is also don't hook up with or touch people who are too intoxicated or otherwise unable to give consent.
Well,
this
that should
be a no-brainer.
That should be
these
a no-brainer kind of given.
You can be whatever you want. Don't fuck anybody that you don't want to fuck or don't let them fuck you. What is this? How old are these kids?
Don't rape anybody, okay? I feel like I should tell you that.
Mommy, I gotta go potty.
That's what's gonna be when this generation of kids grows up.
Mommy, I'm scared.
It's going to be, can I kiss you for 20 seconds? And then they set their watch,
and then
the timer goes off, and they're like, all right, we got now. Can I re up on that? Like you know. You have to every single step of the
20
way.
20 more.
In the meantime, in the kid's head, he's like, I love bad bitches. That's my fucking problem.
He's walking around.
That's just what you got to do to get
him. Singing that to himself.
Number 4, your body is good how it is. Treat it well.
Courtney, you want to take this one?
I know you see guys with huge muscles.
You want to take this one?
I know you see guys with huge muscles and small waists everywhere you look. Spider-Man and Superman have six-pack abs now.
And you want to blow them so bad. But you... What?
But did you know that they used to be somewhat normal-looking guys back in the old movies, action figures, and comics? Well, no one bought that shit.
No one bought that as a hero.
Today, Hugh Jackman's Wolverine is held up as the model of
masculinity. By the way, Steve Reeves, go look up Steve Reeves... as Hercules.
But if you look at Hugh Jackman, Hugh Jackman is ripped, yeah, but he's not like ripped. Like he wasn't.
He's not weirdly ripped.
Yeah, he's not like.
He's not The Rock.
He's not like 300 or The Rock or the way they got that dude in shape for Superman. He's just a dude that's in shape and with a hairy chest.
And like, okay,
she
we say
the wrong example.
We say 300, just using 300 as an example. Those guys were warriors. That's
you
all
look
they
at,
did. They should look like that.
For a movie role, he got paid millions of dollars. Like, tell fucking Tony Romo to take his shirt off. Like, is that how you want to look? Is that how you want to look?
Fresh bruise on his back?
Is that how you want to look?
She says Hugh Jackman's Wolverine is held up as the model of masculinity. I didn't know that.
Is it?
Even though he's supposed to be a mutation of a human being, not a normal dude. Well, he's not normal. He's a real guy. Hugh Jackman
he is normal.
Hugh Jackman himself is not a mutated person.
Neither is Wolverine.
He's an actor.
He actually looks like
that's,
that.
That's him. That's not CGI. That's literally what he is.
Maybe the second movie was probably a little bit of CGI.
It's an implant. It's not.
I think the second movie probably a little bit of CGI in that second movie.
Just to give him muscles.
Well, to give him claws, definitely. But the muscles too a little bit.
The claws? No, the claws were real.
Guys. Those were real.
Son, you won't have
when you lift weights.
The muscles are CGI.
You lift weights to a certain level in Australia, you get claws.
They become out of their adamantium.
They can become claws.
And there's nothing you could do about it.
Shit.
I need to change my diet.
You do, man. You need to eat adamantium.
Where are your adamantium claws?
You need to
Courtney?
Eat zinc.
Hey, Vegemite. You got to eat a lot of Vegemite.
That'll fuck up that rope climbing.
Yeah.
You break the rope. She goes, Jackman got that body by working out with a trainer, by eating a specially designed diet
true.
And doing
that
it all
true.
Day.
Adamantium, kale.
That is also true.
Getting that body was his job. It's not your job to look like that. Well, what
that's
if it's
true.
Your want?
No, but you can actually, you don't have to.
You can.
Keep,
but you can,
keep going before,
see,
I, before I jump
can you
in.
Tell, just how can to, you tell somebody that
we'll
you can be
in.
Anything you want to be,
right.
but fit? Right.
Yeah.
Be anything you want to be, but in shape. That shit ain't real. Now go take your dumb ass to the stars.
Yeah.
And by the way.
Eat these donuts and sit the fuck down. Somewhere
and be a star.
And stop trying to touch that girl.
You know who has a weight requirement? Fucking NASA. You can't go to the moon. You out of shape, bitch.
And by the way, Michael Jordan's not a mutant.
She calls him a bitch.
Michael Jordan's a dude.
You little bitches. You little bitches.
That's how you get somebody to do what you want them to do. You got to scar them a little bit.
You got to
break them down and then build them back up.
And by the way, go ahead and say that part. The next
Michael Jordan is not a mutant. First of all these people. Like if he wants to be Jimi Hendrix. He might not get there, but that doesn't mean Jimi Hendrix is an alien. He was the dude that did that shit.
LeBron James
is an ideal.
LeBron James stopped eating carbs and dropped like 15 pounds.
Bernard Hopkins calls himself an alien now. He's not an alien. He just eats right all the time, every day.
And by the way, everyone can do that.
That's just hard.
But that doesn't mean...
It is hard.
It's impossible.
I can't eat right for breakfast, let alone all day.
He's disciplined. He eats right all day, every day.
She says to her sons, "You don't have to be jacked. You don't have to be ripped.
You don't.
You can be yourself."
You remember that? Remember we were talking about touching people? Well, if you want to touch people without asking them, have muscles.
That sets you apart from the fat boy.
Have muscles.
You can be yourself. You can be yourself, and people are still going to want to be your friend and date you.
Yeah, but better people will want to date you if you're jacked.
But what if they're fucked up on the inside, though?
Okay,
that's true.
They might look good.
There are a lot. Well, that's what she's doing.
You know,
that's what she's doing. If he ever gets ripped, he's going to be fucked up on the inside. And when
she's making sure of that,
you see those people where it's like a dude or a girl who's super, super fine, and their boyfriend or girlfriend's extra regular. It's just a direct reflection of how they feel on the inside.
Yeah, but you also see the dude who is who goes to the gym every day and works out. He's in great shape, and the motherfucker is highly confident. This is this thing we were telling Howie.
I think it's Howard.
Howard, I call him Howard. Howie, this is the thing we were telling Howard. He sent us an email basically complaining about his life. He's 5'5", you know. So I said, well, you got to control the things.
What do
you
mean? Like, because he's short?
Well, he's short. And
he's an inch shorter than me.
And his job.
Hey, Howard. Yeah. Hey, Howard. Duh. It's all about how you walk into a room and
that's
how
what
you
I
carry
said.
Yourself.
So control the things
don't
you can control. Get into shape.
Open
watch how you dress.
Up.
Go to the gym.
You
work out.
Have to be, you
that thing
have to be in perfect shape.
All of that.
Randolph still thinks I'm fat.
Also,
I'm out here crushing it, though.
I fuck with Courtney
I'm
all the time. I tell people all the time, Courtney's literally one of the strongest dudes
I'm
I've
out
ever
here
seen.
Crushing
Courtney
it.
And now my little brother are now the strongest motherfuckers I've
Courtney
ever seen.
Courtney is like an out-of-work running back.
Yeah,
that's
basically.
It. That's
yeah.
I'm turning down white women left and right. I'm out here killing. I thought I made it at one point in time. All the white women I was out here. Okay, I'm just
I tell Courtney all the time, Courtney is fucking strong as shit. Control the things that you can control, and that's one of them. And this mother is a fucking lady.
I would say
to take
also
that
to Howard, make it rain a lot.
Make
like,
it rain.
Like, even if you're at CVS, just start making it rain.
This is the thing. This is the thing. Certain situations should be addressed as they come up. Like, you can't, like, these aren't things that he should have to walk around with until they happen. Yeah. Just rattling around his fucking head, because that just seems confusing.
And I would never tell somebody, don't get into shape.
Well, here's the thing she's doing. She's a woman, all right?
She's giving she's not trying to have him
well,
have body.
The end of that paragraph,
what she's doing.
The end of that section, she says, this is how a woman sees it.
Right.
She says, take the pressure off yourself to look like a male model and just be your own healthy self. We don't care what size.
Stop
that's
right
how
there.
Women feel
but
about
after
guys,
your own. Men don't even
guys,
begin to think
guys
like
have
that.
Body image issues, and they also go right out the window right when you go, I'm going to just fuck up with this pizza then. Because I don't really. you just easily give like, man, I'm about to get abs. You leave your house that day like, yeah, I'm going to get abs. And by the end of the day, you're like, I'm going
to
just fuck with
when
this
she
pizza.
Says take,
you get that email
take
from Papa John's like this 50%. Like, maybe
I'm going to just fuck with this pizza.
Take the pressure off yourself. To look like a male model. No one I know has ever put the pressure on themselves to look like a male
but
model.
But women do.
We yeah, exactly.
So she's seeing
men
it from that point of view.
Men don't do that.
Right.
We don't care about stuff like that.
Okay, the next
and
section.
And if it is, and if we do put pressure on ourselves, it's good pressure. Like
I work
I
out hard.
I need to get some ups like Jordan.
If you've come to this part of the podcast and you feel like we're still being a little misogynistic, go ahead and fast forward.
Yeah, fast forward.
Go ahead,
forward. Get away.
Am I being misogynistic?
Don't feel like you have to be. No, don't. I'm just saying it. Just
they
might for people that
is,
might
we're not.
Yeah,
ladies.
So
I know you might think that.
I'm not even saying from a mom's perspective. I'm saying from a parent's perspective.
You got to understand.
I don't think. But I feel like as someone who is a child and was like of someone else, I wouldn't want my mom to just start like telling me these random things that I got to walk around with now and figure out when to apply them.
Well,
like, I
got
to wait for a situation. I get it. She's trying to arm me for the future. But I'm not old enough to know what weapons you're giving me and what I'm supposed to use these for.
Well, what it is, it's more of a, I don't want my boys to grow up to be the dudes that I've dealt with.
Yeah.
Right. Even though their father
isn't there a man
sit,
in the house?
Even though their father is sitting over there asleep. Yeah.
But again, that goes back to exactly what Tim said earlier.
Ugh. Where's the dad?
Where's the dad? First off, my mom,
he's at work.
Mom talk to your never. Father. My mom would never talk. If my dad's heard that my mom told me about sex, he'd be like, "What'd she say?
My mom in
what did she say? She said that? Okay."
Yeah, do with
none
the
of that,
of
that shit.
Exactly what my problem
none
is.
Of that shit.
Just do the when, opposite of that.
If somebody starting shit with you, it was mostly about fighting. There was a lot of fighting conversations. Don't be fighting people at school. My dad was like somebody running their mouth.
You go side their head.
You go side. That's how country
it seems
he
like
was.
It country.
You go side their head.
Country and country.
Let's go to McDonald's.
Guy.
He got so mad at my mom. He took me to McDonald's for breakfast on the way to school. Yeah, I'm gonna take him to school. I'm gonna drop him off. I'm gonna see you later. Took me to McDonald's
fucking
for breakfast.
By the way, it's not for me to tell.
Don't
to
take
tell
no shit from nobody.
Ava, certain things. Princessa, it's not for me to tell her. It's for her mother to tell her. It's for my wife to tell her. It just is. That's how it goes.
Well, okay. why is that? Is it? It's well, it is. I think it's because you become from
know.
A right. You come from a male perspective.
Yeah.
Now, there are certain things that you can tell her
about men, yes,
that will arm her, that will help her.
But things about, why do I
but
feel
don't
this
you
way?
Let her get to a certain
I
point.
Don't,
and
I don't know why you feel that way.
Don't you, talk to don't your wife. You let it, don't you let it get to a certain point. You don't just go, I'm going to sit you down now.
Yeah. No, you. Here's what you don't do. You go, I'm going to write a blog about five things that my daughter should do.
In order for your kids to see it, it has to help your click count.
Yeah,
like that's more important. Right. Like, hey guys, looking like a male model is not important, but getting your clicks up is really important.
Really?
So I could have just slid this under your door. I could have printed this out and just given it
my
to you.
My kids,
but go to my website.
Self image is ruined. You know what's not ruined? My blog. My blog is crushing it right now.
Killing it, son.
Blog is crushing it right now. I mean, he'll appreciate it when he get older and he see all the shit that I wrote.
Right.
I post it.
Where I could have just said it to him.
All the embarrassing shit that's going to be on the internet forever.
Staying in shape is a problem. Fuck out of here.
Number five, we're going to skip. Don't use drugs.
She don't want the pressure.
I mean, but that's...
Don't use drugs. No shit.
And that's another thing. Women don't want the pressure of having a dude
who's
fucking looking like a swimsuit model.
She don't want them to have the pressure, which actually there is no pressure.
There is no pressure.
Here's what happens. I saw the video for D'Angelo. And I was like,
yeah, how does it feel? You got to get it immediately. How does it feel?
Quote unquote, let me tell you. You get that, you watch the video and you got, I got to get some abs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you do. 2000. And then you do like 15, 16 push-ups.
Dog.
Yeah. You're like, you know what, man?
It's not worth it.
I'm going to get. I'm just going to develop a personality.
Yeah. I was in boot camp.
I'm going to get a good job.
I was in boot camp when that shit came out, get my ass whooped, and I was like, I still ain't. That nigga's magic. That shit is magic, because I just spent 3 months in the hardest thing I have ever done in my life, and I had like one ab.
He's a
the upper right-hand corner, I had like one ab. I'm like,
you always get the two top ones.
Yeah, exactly. Half abs.
You always get the two top abs, and you'd be like, they'll work. They'll do.
How does it feel? It feels like you do magic.
And now, they're doing Griot article. Look at D'Angelo now.
Yeah, he's fat.
Griot fam, what do you think about it?
Fat now.
He still has a top ab. He's just going to wear his pants really
whoa,
high.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I want to see D'Angelo this summer.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
He crushed it. He's still crushing
Yeah, he is.
I want to see D'Angelo.
What's the next one? Baby with Angie Stone?
The next one, we're skipping Don't Use Drugs. The next one is actually, I don't think it's bad advice. Baby. Being alone sometimes is a good thing.
Yes. That's
it's basically you don't have to have a person in your life to validate you.
Wonderful advice right there.
But you figure that out.
You don't have to be.
Well, some people don't. But again, that's something that women struggle
with. Is this her second
more
marriage?
Than men. It's something women struggle with. So she's giving a woman's insecurities point of view.
To her sons.
To her sons. Mm-hmm. Men, I think dudes are fine with being alone. I think generally they don't need that validation
from
a relationship.
You know what would be good? If her husband...
Was she a side chick?
If her husband heard... if her husband heard all of this shit and he went in there and he said, look here, I know y'all think that's good advice. It ain't. Everything she said... Just apply it to all the bitches you fuck.
He's going to be like,
good night.
No, he's going to come in there. Where's the spaghetti? You said you was making some spaghetti.
You said you was making
you
spaghetti,
been
bitch.
Typing on this shit.
Now, look, what you been doing? Huh? You been talking to these kids for 45 goddamn minutes?
Damn.
Shit. How long do it take to give a sex talk? How long do it take?
You made me go get that organic oregano, and you ain't made this, you ain't made of this shit.
Tom, I'm gonna make the spaghetti after I'm done with the. How long do it take to talk kids about fucking? Hey, look here, y'all three. Stick your dick in, pull it out. If they don't want it, don't do it. Spaghetti time.
Don't use drugs.
That's the thing. How many times have you heard of a woman lone wolf?
He doing it from the doorway. He would come on.
He got on boxes and a wife beater. And black socks.
He didn't even put the remote control down in the doorway. Hey, just fuck them if they want to. Don't if they don't. Get the fuck back in the kitchen. Your boy hungry.
Spaghetti time.
That's his.
He almost slips. He turns around and he doesn't even turn. He does a twirl. He got wood floors. He does a twirl.
I told everybody at the office I was going to have leftover spaghetti the next day.
He gave the whole speech between commercial breaks.
He got to hurry up and get back. He slipped.
He gave it through the.
he slipped. Oh, shit. Okay.
He hit a show.
Look at your boy.
He hit a show coming back on. He just trolled off. All right, I got to go.
That's his way. His way of saying we need to talk right now. Just going, hey, from across the house.
I'm halfway through Scandals. Oh, hey. Now, How to Get Away with Murder? Hey. You know, it's not Scandal. It's
Dad
Scandals.
Wants to talk. Dad wants like he just said, hey.
What's the last paragraph that she put on?
Like some shit my dad that's
how
would
you get.
Do.
That's how you get six pack abs.
On
laughing.
The being alone. What's the last paragraph?
Once you start dating, it gets harder and harder to be alone.
That ain't true. It gets easier and easier.
You'll probably really like the sense of validation you get from having a partner. This is totally natural. Remember, you're just fine on your own, too.
That's true. I don't agree
with
that.
Who agrees with this?
I actually don't agree with this.
You do agree with it?
That last one.
Go for it. Okay, so you don't.
As someone who's recently been in a relationship and spent time alone, I agree wholeheartedly that you do miss.
That what?
That you get accustomed to having someone around you.
Okay.
And when that person's not there, then the things that you thought
you're talking about dating, you're talking about being with the same person.
I mean, isn't that the same thing? No, it's not the same thing.
No, I don't look at that.
Because I was talking to Tim about it last night where I was just like, for a long time, I was just like, Halloween came and I'm not a festive person. So I was like, oh, Halloween, blah, blah, blah. Then all of a sudden, last Halloween, I'm alone, like, trying to get some pumpkin spice. I'm trying. Anybody trying to go to this pumpkin patch with me real quick?
I feel that, but you're talking about one specific person.
Okay, yeah.
And you feel the connection with that person. Yeah. I feel like as a young man, you think, I need to be dating. And then you start dating and you're like,
Fuck these hoes.
Well, you know what you do?
Ted does a great joke about it. He's like, when you're in your 30s, sex becomes like law and order. You're like, if I have it tonight, great, but if I don't, so what? There'll be another one on soon.
There will be another one.
You know what I mean?
Guaranteed.
But she's not talking about men in there. She's talking about becoming of age with her son. Yeah. She's not going to give him the advice but on what to do when you're 30.
But all of these things, you have to go through all those things. What she's saying is...
when we get done with this, by the way, before you finish, not to cut you off.
It gets harder and harder to be alone.
We need to give our own advice. As men that have gone... We need to give our own advice. Yeah. At the end of this, I don't agree with that
once you start dating, it gets harder and harder to be alone. Once you start dating, it starts to become easier and easier.
I think she's giving you the woman's perspective.
Exactly.
I think women typically,
but when they start dating, this is what you would tell your son.
I think women do start sort of expecting to be with someone more, and they get bothered by being alone, and so they'll choose bad relationships instead of being alone.
Right.
Guys, I don't think usually have that problem.
Exactly. It becomes easier for a guy because at first when you're not dating, think about when you were early on getting into the dating game. You couldn't wait to be out with a girl. Jesus, my boy's out. Why can't I go? And then, I'm going to the movies with Sally. You ain't got nobody? No, I ain't got nobody.
But you had hot streaks.
It took until my mid-20s.
You had choosy streaks. Like, I don't want to go out with her. Yeah. I'm going to go out with her tonight.
But then at some point, you start to date. It starts to become a normalized thing in your mind. You start hanging out a lot. And then granted, the temptation to get with a woman never goes away, but the urgency, the thing of, this has to happen, that goes away. It becomes easier.
Women should only talk to kids.
And I agree with Andy. I don't think it becomes easier for women. I think it becomes more pronounced for women.
Because I think there's more validation out of having
more,
someone.
I want more.
Yeah, geared towards settling.
Because they feel the pressure. You think they feel the pressure from their friends being with people or themselves?
I think it's their friends. I think it's society. I also think they're geared to feel that pressure. Biologically, that they're geared to feel that that pressure.
I think we are too, though. I think we are too a little bit.
Some.
Yeah, of course we are.
Not the racist.
Because the flip side is some women, I think some people, want to be with somebody. Some people are more, they're better when they're with somebody. And you see them alone, just like the Michael Epps joke. You see them alone, they're like, man, where the motherfucker, where the hoes at?
So what
we get some crack around here is like, you are going crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You need a relationship.
Yeah. Calm your ass down.
Now look at that bitch over there. Hey, smile. It's crazy. Dog, you need, where's your girl at? We broke up last week.
Yeah, I can tell.
It makes sense.
I can tell. It makes sense. I can see the track marks. Yeah. I see the track marks on your arm.
You are shaking up soda.
I'm thinking about getting a tattoo on my lower back. Nigga, you need to. Let me call. Where is she at? I'm going to go call her now.
What's the next one? Shaking up.
The last one is, again. Yeah, the last one is just obvious. You don't have to be afraid or ashamed of your desire. It gets into your sexual desires, whether you're gay or bi or
straight. How old is this kid?
Let me tell you something.
That's what I've asked.
Let me tell you something.
It's not about age. It's just what moms can say to their sons.
Let me tell you something, son. If you're just going to say desire, look, your mother has no idea the deviance that's running through your mind.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, I'm not saying to be ashamed of it. What I am telling you is that she would be ashamed of it for you if she knew the deviance
if she knew about it.
Okay?
She has to specify what she means.
I'm not saying be ashamed of it. What I am telling you is you need to rein that shit in a check. Okay? Don't let that shit out normally. All right.
She says, regardless of whether
you're. Your desires. Now he's got bitches hanging in the basement like me.
It's sexuality.
This is my desire.
Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of your sexuality. Desires are something completely different.
Yeah, exactly.
Desires will fuck up a relationship.
Because mm-hmm.
you can think, oh, I'm not like other guys. You're just like every.
You like the rest of us, man.
You are. You're just like I'm not.
Well, the last paragraph. Lust and desire are awesome, and eventually it all starts to make sense. Dad and I are here to talk about what you're going through.
Now she mentions dad in the last paragraph.
We won't judge or think you're weird.
That's what she was saying. She didn't mention dad because those are the things that she's allowed to talk to him about.
And by the way, dad will think you're weird because that's what dad do. You walk to your dad, hey, dad.
And he'll call his friends like, man, my son's weird.
I like to let a girl tie me up and paint
dads
me purple and then
never,
run around the room and
dads
jump
dads will
on.
Never tell you until it's already built up into them and they just blurt it out one day and you'll be like, how long have you thought that shit about me? How long have you thought that shit about me? Man, since she was like 12. You like, the fuck? Why did you bring that up? We live in the same house. You weren't going to ask me? You weren't going to ask me nothing?
I just thought it was your thing.
I just figured.
I just thought it was your thing.
Hey, little dude in the feet. I don't know. I don't know shit about feet. I couldn't approach it, so I didn't just...
Also, I think there's an element of with this stuff.
I do like she did put one thing in for a woman that which is unusual. And despite what a lot of people are going to tell you, love and sex aren't necessarily entwined. It's for a woman to say that is unusual.
Yeah, that's true. She's
so I'll give her props on that.
She gets it.
Oh, who that is?
That's Kelly Kapowski.
Who's that?
That's what's
Tiffany
her name?
Amber
Temperate Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Nah,
is that her now?
Yeah.
It's all about Leah. What's her name?
Oh, sorry.
King of Queens,
Leah Remini.
Leah Remini.
Mm-hmm. What about her?
She was on Saved by the Bell. She's better.
She had
she is.
She was on Saved by the Bell for a summer. That's all it needed.
A little leather jacket.
She always had good cleavage. Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Yeah. She looks better now.
Not a good body.
She don't have a good body.
Do you get like
not
an
at
alert,
all.
An Instagram I realize, alert you know, when she posts the picture?
No.
I realize that in the Ladies Man.
It's this web. It's this.
Nobody, she was in the Ladies Man. Remember
she was?
What? She had Leah Remini?
No.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen. Yeah.
It's an Instagram account called Me and My Place about like with women in their place and they take pictures of them.
Oh, you like them in their place under you?
Put them in their place.
I like how we went from that to this about
under you.
That was absolutely horrible.
This is the thing I don't like is women trying to tell young boys how to be men. You can't do it. You're a part of the equation and the things that you have to say are important. But at the end of the day, you're not a man. And what's it's the height of arrogance for a woman to
well,
say,
they're doing
well,
their best.
Well, here's the, I'm not saying they're not, but don't make it not arrogant.
The height of
if you feel it's if you say, feel the massage if you feel
can,
the misogyny.
I don't mean
height of arrogance.
If you feel the misogyny,
dad'll come
but dad'll come and say I agree with you to a certain degree because what it is though is because a lot of times in this case maybe not because the dad is right there.
This is
a little arrogant. This right here. But this she's speaking. I feel like she's speaking to the single mom or the mom with the dad, literally with the dad in the next room.
I don't get that.
That isn't saying the conversation.
I don't get that. I don't get that at all.
You don't get what?
I get like dads and sons are supposed to have conversations. From that article, I get that these are the things as a mom you can interject.
She feels like she should interject.
You don't have to. These are the conversations that you and a son can have.
Because
for so long, it's just like dads raise sons and then moms don't say shit.
Moms raise daughters.
Yeah, only mom. Moms talk to sons like fucking
okay.
Princess Leia talked to R2-D2 at the beginning. Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi, you're my only hope. And then blips
the
out.
The problem with that is the things that she's saying, she's thinking through the filter of I'm a ex-boyfriend.
Well, and why wouldn't you give someone the alternative shot?
But those things don't apply.
But also,
they don't apply to what?
Everything.
You and I know that.
But they don't apply to what?
You and I know that.
I think everything your mother says to you is filtered through her being a woman.
I'm not discounting
her your whole life.
But you just said they don't apply, and you and I know that.
But apply to what?
There are certain things that only a father can teach a son, exactly like there are certain things only a mother can teach.
I'm not discounting that. What I'm saying is she's saying these are things that you can talk about.
She's saying that, but a lot of things I don't agree. And I've talked about them.
Because you don't agree. Do you think mom shouldn't have
I've always thought that. It's not about me agreeing with her. I don't like when women say, because women do this a lot. I don't even know, man. I can raise a son by myself.
But she's not saying that.
You can't.
She doesn't say that in an article. You know? She said things.
She only said that at the end. Me and dad are here for you. Like the thing about,
because that's her talk.
Exactly. The thing
like
about,
when you have a sex talk, you don't go, me and your mom was talking about sex and we thought about you.
There are certain aspects of having a sex, but there are certain things. Talking with my daughter that I am not prepared to talk to. It's not about being prepared
okay,
to talk about.
But as a guy's perspective, you can give
yes,
your princess.
I'm not discounting that.
Right.
Chris, you look miserable, by the way.
That's like saying the mom should be somewhere with other moms going, he better not say shit to our daughter about anything that has to do with a woman because he don't know shit about being a woman.
No, I wouldn't. You know what? I wouldn't even mind if a woman said that to me. I really wouldn't mind.
I feel like a lot of things
you're right. I don't know. I'll do the best that I can, and then I would find somebody. Luckily I have a wife that can tell her these things.
Here's the other side of that though. Would you feel like you could do it without your wife?
No, I would find a
woman. That's the arrogance.
I would find a woman to help her.
That's not what she's saying.
No, this article is.
I'm talking about his point.
Okay.
Some people do that.
A lot of people do that.
I feel like this article is just for women.
Well, there's a whole community that plays into that.
Yeah. I feel like she's trying to get those people to read whatever she writes.
Now, here's the thing.
The women that do feel like they can do without a husband.
So here it is. My wife is dead. Because that's the only way that happens. My wife is dead.
Right.
All right. Now I got to put women into her life.
Mm-hmm. Other women.
Other women
you
into
can't,
her life.
Mm-mm.
See, that's weird. That's your obligation as a father, because as a dude.
Thank you. Yeah. It's my obligation as a father to make sure that women are in her life.
Right.
But women will be like, I don't give a fuck, do they?
They don't have to be women you're in a relationship with.
No, not at all.
Just have guys around, mothers, uncles and aunts. I'm not saying that at all.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be a woman you're in a relationship. Not at all.
But you don't think
it has to be a woman that it has to be a woman that could.
Having the views, saying the things that you're saying right now.
That can help her go down a path that I'm not prepared to take her down. It's not about being prepared. I don't know. I don't know these things. And I'm never going to know these things because I don't experience them the same way. The woman in the hollaback video, I can say that I understand it. Yeah, I know exactly how you feel and stuff. Like, no, I don't.
I know, I get that.
I don't.
You
can
still have empathy, though.
You can have empathy.
You can explain
empathy and understanding.
You can explain, right. But you can explain. You can explain that to a child from a man's perspective, watching that and thinking
that's,
about.
And that's there's nothing wrong with that, but she needs to hear it from a woman's perspective.
Who
is exactly like her.
That's established, but I'm just saying it just sounds like you're telling women don't talk to him. About
I'm not saying that. What I am saying is when
don't
she
don't talk to a two,
like when you tell a boy, okay, well you don't have to be manly. I'm like, well you don't really. Know what manly is? You're shooting at stereotypes of what you think manly.
But why couldn't you, manly why couldn't manly be machismo? Like why couldn't manly be overly masculine?
I'm not saying manly has to be machismo. I'm not saying it has to be overly masculine. Again, that's the perception that you have in your head. Like he has to wear a wife. You don't like
right.
football. That's not manly to me. That's not manly.
There's other parts of the story. There's other parts of the story that aren't being told.
She's just taking.
What is her husband watching the football? What is her husband doing?
She's taking things from.
Why is she giving the? Why is she giving? Why is she giving this?
Yeah. But why can't she have that conversation?
Conversation.
If there's another man in the house,
but why she doesn't know?
Because
that's like me telling.
I'm not
woman,
saying she can.
That's like me telling a
what
little
I'm
girl.
What I'm saying is,
okay, you don't have to be feminine. You don't have to be womanly. Why would I have any idea what it means to be womanly for her? All I know is what my perception.
Well, here's the question: if there's no one else to handle that conversation, do you A, have it the best you can, or B, leave it alone?
No, there's a C. You find somebody and you have it with them, to help you.
My point is,
somebody trust. And by the way, when you are a parent,
because a lot of women say, "I don't have anyone."
That's not true. You have to find something.
I think it's different. I think it's different for women. I think it's different for women to find somebody.
I know for us
it's easy.
Yeah,
but our intentions are shitty.
A coach that you trust,
a dude
that you like,
you have
that you.
And I've seen a lot of.
You can throw that in there too. I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about them feeling comfortable.
I'm bringing my son around, and it's just like, why is that lady bringing her son around? Oh, she's trying to fuck. That's all.
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of dudes are shitty. I mean, dudes
do
always see women bring their sons down to the boxing gym. Single mothers always bring their sons down to the boxing gym.
Right.
Or always saying there was. Always somebody like in our case, it was this coach Jesse Ravello.
Mm-hmm.
He would fuck the mamas.
Yeah,
he'd be like, leave the mamas alone, man.
He just called them out, like
taking
that.
Advantage.
Yeah, his name out there.
He might still be
banging them out.
I'm thinking.
He might still be trying to bang them out if you're raising a
well rounded kid. Tell them both sides.
I don't mind telling both sides, but don't say you don't have to be manly. Why would you even know what manly is? You're dealing with an ideal of what you think manly is.
But you're dealing.
I don't discount.
That's all it is.
I don't discount trying her
she's
best.
She's trying her best.
But she's coming from a position of, I don't know.
But I'm not going to ask.
That's a big one. I'm just going to assume these things, and I'm going to spread them out.
But to a certain, to be honest, that we also are kind of, because we've dealt with women like this, we're kind of putting that on her too. Because she may have asked.
We don't know her definition of man.
We don't know her.
I also don't know what the guy is. That
that's what I'm saying.
With.
There's unanswered questions to this whole article.
He could be a software engineer and wears a sweater vest.
A turtleneck.
Yeah.
By the way, that can still be.
She could be his first.
This software engineer.
She could be his first
in a sweater vest.
Yeah.
Who's first? He could be the hardest motherfucker walking around. All right. Whatever.
Well, you don't have to be hard. Internet. That's the whole point.
No, but you don't have to be hard. You don't have to be hard. But you do have to have a spine about you. As a man, even you,
as a person,
even
as a
you,
person, yeah.
Well, quiet Andy. I tell people all the time. They're like,
Andy's not fucking quiet.
I try to tell people that.
Soft, homie.
You know what?
They're like,
I'm gonna turn all your mics down.
They're like, I don't.
It's gonna be me. It's gonna be my show.
They're like, I don't like talking to Randolph. I'm like, you should hear Andy's opinion of you, bitch. Because you got no chance.
Well, okay, so what would you...
Being what you've been through, you're not going to win.
You're going to get your feelings hurt, and you're not going to win that argument.
Being what you've been through...
I'm very nice about it. Right.
Feelings are still going to be hurt.
I've heard... never mind.
Oh, we know you have.
What?
Because you'll laugh while you're telling them
something. Oh, I will.
Because you're sure stupid as shit. Because you're not funny on stage, and you just laugh while you say it.
I do. Like, I've never said that. The right people have not asked me that shit.
You're not funny,
what's funny
on stage,
that, and I kind of like that. Don't ask me. Why would you ask somebody a question and then expect them to be comedy does not. Okay, well, let's talk about this then. Comedy does not work that way. When you go on stage with a joke and it ain't funny, you fucking know. So why would you expect me to fucking do that to you?
Because
you need to get ready for the stage,
man. You were in the back of the room laughing.
I'm laughing my ass off.
Tim laughing with me. Tim ain't laughing with me.
Because I'm laughing.
Because
I'm looking at people in the audience that don't like your fucking joke. Look at each other and go, what the fuck is he talking about? That is fucking hilarious to me.
We've had conversations about the situations when you weren't around. It was like, hey, if Tim was in the back laughing, you might need to ditch that.
Well, here's the worst. They go by me because they don't want to talk to me. And they go, and then they'll say, "Well, I don't want to talk to Randall, but I'll talk to Andy." I'm like, if Andy has made a decision about you, you're fucking done, son. Because if Andy's made a decision, he has.
I'm not closed-minded.
He has thought the thing through.
But I'm open.
He's thought about the bits. Mm-hmm. Now you need to try to figure out a way to explain your piece of shit.
If you ask a question, like if you ask how something went,
I'm not destructive.
If you're not into it, I've seen you kind of like make a face like you're thinking about it, like,
I'll find something.
It's not.
And then he takes a fake phone
call. Are y'all talking about specific
bits? And then he takes a fake phone call.
A lot of fake phone calls.
It's not.
I'm very popular.
I got a fake phone call.
I'm very popular when other people want to talk to me.
It's not.
Just a second.
I got a lot of shit going on.
All right. So what's the advice? If you had kids. If you had three boys, what would be your advice? Courtney, go. Okay. We'll just go whatever this is.
Advice on what?
What would be your advice on
how to be a man,
sex, and women?
That's hard. Okay.
Dealing with what you've dealt with, being in the Marine Corps, living in Virginia, you know, going through the motions with these fucking trifling unloyal hoes. Like,
it would sound really weird, but it'd be like, respect yourself, figure out who you are and your worth. Because
if you don't do that,
then the people that you get involved with aren't going to be worth shit, because that's how you feel on the inside. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to be in these bad situations that might either fuck you over women, or you just going to be running through all these ain't shit people.
Yeah.
So if you have a genuine idea of who you are and what you
want
to do. When you go approach a woman, she is going to be a woman that you guys can build a team with, even if it's only a temporary team, and you guys grow and turn into opposite people.
Right.
But you'll be better off in the world than if I'm just like, hey, look, this is how you have sex. Now go do it.
Right.
Just go stick your dick in some shit.
Don't follow your friends' bad examples.
I just noticed, by the way.
And you'll know your friend's bad examples.
This blog is titled Seven Things I'm Not Afraid to Tell My Sons. Like the arrogance, like, guys, I'm so brave.
Yeah, she's
told my kids not to rape girls. Right.
I'm trying to argue her point, and she is ruining that shit for
me. I'm not afraid, everybody. I have no fear to tell my sons. Right. Don't get consent first and don't use drugs.
Got me out here looking stupid. I'm on stage getting laughed at in the back of the room.
I'm gonna tell my sons. First of all, it ain't gonna be seven, maybe. Well, I shouldn't say that, because it might be an infinite amount of number. First of all, be an example to your son. That's the first thing. In the way you treat their mother.
Well, this is
the way you treat women.
Specific
things to say.
So that way you can reference that while you're talking to them.
Respect yourself is a great one.
Right.
And by respect yourself, I mean, like I told Howard, take care of the things that you can take care of around you. A lot of things in your life are going to be out of your control, completely out of control. So always control the things that you can control.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you worried about your looks or stuff like that, then control that. If you want to be in shape, let's say you're a little overweight and you don't like being overweight, fix it.
Fix it.
You feel like you don't have the job that you want,
fix it.
Why do you think it's important to fix it, though?
You feel like because
all of that plays into
your
confidence.
Only because
perfect.
Exactly.
That's
it makes you feel better about yourself.
Makes you feel better about yourself.
If you feel good about yourself, then your confidence will grow.
If you feel
your confidence grows, everybody around you will see that, and then you will become the magnet that you want to be.
People talk about you could be anything that you want to be, but they never say you could be with anybody you want to be with if you just take care of the things that you can control.
Take care of yourself. If you can control that shit. I've been trying to write a joke about confidence for the past
Everybody knows a fat player. Everybody knows a dude whose confidence is on 10.
Oh, yeah.
We had this conversation about guys approaching women going, you too pretty for me. Already,
you've lost.
You just opened up yourself.
Am I ugly?
Yeah, you just opened up yourself.
Yeah.
You're
am I too ugly for you?
You just screamed desperation because you don't feel that way about you.
Right.
And now you're projecting it on her like, you too pretty for me.
Right.
No, like when she says your body is good how it is, treat it well. I don't agree with that at all.
No, she should say your body is a wonderland.
Yeah,
I do.
I never agree with that at all. I always feel like strive to be better. You might not reach it, and that in your mind you have to think
positive body image.
If I don't reach it, that's okay. I'm not saying not to have a positive body image. I'm saying work towards being better at what you are.
But what's better?
Whether that's physically or I don't know. It depends on what you said.
What if you feel?
Don't base that on other people. Base that towards
men and women.
Base that towards what you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And be happy with the things that you, as long as you're working towards the goal, be happy with the journey towards the goal. Don't be happy with the, I got to get there. You don't have to get there. It's the journey that you're on to get there.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing you should be happy about. I'm striving to do this thing.
Right.
I'm striving to be this. I'm striving to be better as a person. I'm striving to be better as a comic. I'm striving to be better as a man.
All right, we got more people. Go,
Chris. What you got? Go, Chris. Look at Chris. Chris looks lost. What you got, Daddy?
What you got?
I echo in what you guys said. It's pretty much the same. You respect yourself, and then you got to love yourself, and then you won't be able to open up to anybody unless you have that foundation. I don't know.
You know what's
but
funny?
Daddy, but,
well, you know
but,
what's
no,
funny?
But Daddy.
She didn't put respect yourself on here. Four men sitting here immediately thought that.
But I agree, because if you don't build a foundation for love for yourself, that's when you see these people get in those situations, those relationships where they give all of themselves and they're fucking lost, and then all of a sudden a girl leaves and they shut down.
They shut down, they fall
just
apart.
Just wearing a robe and growing my facial hair out.
Or some girl.
You are reaching out.
Some girl is mistreating the shit out of you. Well, why? Because you're allowing her to do it because you don't
you
respect
you enabling
yourself.
Her because you just like, if she leaves, what am I have?
Yeah,
you
don't that respect happened yourself. I mean, that
you know what? If she leaves, I got me. But bitch, go.
If you leave, like, what
please go. Please go.
Yeah.
You don't want to be here. Please go.
Please.
I got shit to do.
Yeah. Please.
We either
I don't. If I'm with you, I gotta do some shit I don't want to do. If I'm by myself, I can do so much work.
Building a new team is gonna be inconvenient, but it's not impossible.
I just put up a Black Thought quote today from Twitter. Winning is not everything, but wanting to win. Is Vince Lombardi. That's the truth. Winning is not everything. It's the desire to win. That's what makes Jordan so great, besides the fact that he has skills.
We can't all be Jordan.
I want to win. But even if you, even if you're not Jordan.
He's a sociopath.
Yeah,
some people, we can't all be Jordan.
You can tell by that Hall of Fame
but we can be Sedale 3.
That Hall of Fame is the strive to be
Brad Doherty.
I can be that fucking. I can be paid Samaki Walker.
That fucking Hall of Fame speech that Michael Jordan gave. Six championships. And he was
crazy.
Like, my fucking high school coach.
That's what
it cut
is.
Me.
Yeah.
Get your bitch ass. I flew him out. Get your bitch ass up.
Hey, come up
get
here.
Up.
Hey, come up here and let me shame you, dog.
I flew him out. First class, coach. You cut me. Remember that shit? And then, what was his name? Where is he? I flew him out too. Where the fuck your ass at?
Right,
he flew him out too.
Hey, stand up.
Get your bitch ass up.
Working at Meineke.
Hey, Michael, where you work at, nigga? Enterprise rental car. You fuck. Fucking faggot. I flew this nigga out and coach. Fuck him. You made a mistake, coach. You made a mistake.
He's a sociopath.
He went down the list of motherfuckers that he didn't like. And that bitch didn't fuck me when I went to Richmond. Fuck her.
The announcers come out. It looks like MJ is pissing on his high school coach.
It was giving him the light. It was
Wrap it up, B.
Who the fuck is this nigga giving me the light? they play John Tesis to get him off stage.
Motherfucker's doing an interview on ESPN. We're trying to wrap up. He walks over and snaps the microphone.
Fuck this shit. I lost my hair at 22. You know why? Stressed out. Bill Cartwright's funny, funky ass jumper. I tried to teach that nigga how to shoot a free throw for 15 years.
Michael Jordan dubbed over the Honda commercial to play after. Like, I thought this was a Honda commercial. Why is Jordan yelling through it?
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I don't like... thank you for sending us that, Howard. I didn't... you sparked the conversation, brother.
Well, that blog was originally on a website called The Good Men Project.
Oh,
that has articles. It has articles like, I'm just going to read you some titles.
Oh, no.
How to Compliment a Woman, written by
incoming,
a man.
Incoming misogyny.
Written by a man.
Okay.
Six Things Men Don't Need to Be Ashamed Of.
Okay. I like that.
Written by
written by who?
I don't know. I'm not going to click on all these, but
are the first five of them masturbating?
What? I'm reading about shame now. And
here's
shame
one.
Goes a lot deeper than just masturbating.
Here's one. What being mistaken for a girl taught me about being a man. Weird. Being the skinny guy. See, these people just need to write shit. Like the website has to get
being
clicks.
The skinny guy. Look, as someone who's been the skinny guy, sit down.
Well, how do you know he's you haven't read his article?
Might be frail. He might be light in the ass. I look at dudes who are super skinny and be like,
you the
say
problem.
Something stupid.
You the problem, you strong motherfucker. You the problem.
So, I mean, that's where that article is coming from. It's we need shit to write about.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Mm-hmm. I do agree with the shame.
The shaming.
Shaming.
Not okay. Shaming. No, just should
what
you
mean?
Be
shame.
Just
that men
should
be
have shame.
You shouldn't be ashamed. I agree with that. So you shouldn't be ashamed of certain things. Look, if you like something, you like what you like.
People talk about how the dad and the
we have lost Chris
household.
We're not half in, by the way.
He is away from the mic.
Supposed to be on some white horse hero type shit, and he might not have everything in control.
That's true.
So and you get shamed if you not had a household and in control. That's some serious shame to have to deal with.
We're an hour and a half.
All right.
I would say to a son, download Blue Magic.
There you go. Thank you.
Grapefruit juice is delicious.
Uh-huh.
Follow me on Twitter. Because I'm not going to be in your life very much. I got some shit going on if you want to see what's going on with me.
Check my dates.
Yeah, I'll follow you back. I will follow you. Check my dates. Don't come to the show,
check
though.
Check my dates.
Fuck you. They're going to have your picture at the desk. You're not allowed in. Don't come to the show.
Buy my album. It's out on December 3rd.
Download my mixtape. Spread it around with all your friends.
Yep.
Yeah.
I would say to my sons,
and I would say, I would say, just all it is, all that respect shit. Just value yourself. That's it. You have value, so don't let anyone diminish your value. That's it.
Value yourself.
Don't let anyone diminish your value.
I would say, and coming from value, be credible when you get somebody in your life. Be fucking be credible, and it's not with. That's not even just with women you date. That's with people in your life.
If you're a credible person,
be credible.
A lot further. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Be credible. When people think about you, they think about, let me find out what he thinks, and it won't be, people don't want to be judged. So, you know, if you come off like, this, you heard about this, like they're not going to value your, if Dave Chappelle had a joke where he said, I don't even tell them shit unless they ask me. Because if I keep giving them unsolicited advice, they're not going to appreciate it. So I don't tell them nothing. That's different. But just be fucking, just be credible.
And
value
also,
yourself.
I'm out here trying to raise a son.
And also,
I'm raising a son. Well, I could raise a son.
Also, Barry White is overrated. I would tell them.
Oh,
that.
Super
Barry
overrated.
Barry White's an overrated singer. Not
if
very
a
good.
Girl puts up. If a girl puts on heels, the answer is always yes.
My everything.
Doom, 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 doom. I don't know how it goes.
She puts
my first.
Fuck Janelle Monae and anyone who plays her music. That's good. Ooh. That's something to tell a son.
Most Def was not poetic.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
We gotta wrap up.
My first.
I'm assaulting my credibility.
Right? My last. In TP2, always keep them in your seat.
My everything.
Hit him off from the back.
Isn't that how we start?
Is that what it says? That's how the album starts.
It's like you
from the back.
I like how his album. I like how R. Kelly's album start. They like bitch, and then but the last two songs trading my life for. Yeah.
It is a progression. Yeah. I started out fucking, and I gave my life to Jesus.
Jesus,
early one song.
And somewhere in there, I peed on a girl. Somewhere in there, I peed on
song
somebody.
Number four.
Somewhere in there,
I got
I peed.
It's before the Jesus stuff.
On a young girl.
Where can we find you guys at, Courtney? And where can we find you at? Or they?
Well, you got yours up, Chris. You ready?
Oh,
yes. Have you heard a podcast?
BigCComedy.com.
Trying to do a close out here.
No, BigCComedy.com. Big C Comedy on Instagram. Mm-hmm. You could see all my shit on Facebook and all that other stuff. And I will be back in DC in November. Come check me out.
Bet.
What are you doing in November?
Yeah. I'll be at the Kennedy Center with Chris Gethard.
Okay.
Nice.
All right.
Nice.
Who he is? He Little C?
Yeah. That's Little C.
He's got a whatchamacallit show, right? He's got a show, a public access show.
Yeah, he has a public access show, and he's on Broad City.
Yeah. Who booked that reality show? Oh, well,
oh,
I'll
we're doing this?
I'll get that to you.
We're doing this on the podcast? Hey, where should we get that show from?
I got you.
We're doing that.
Chris Lambert. ChrisLambert.com. Chris Lambert on Twitter and Instagram. All over and stuff.
The Mundane Festival podcast.
The Mundane Festival. Great podcast.
Everybody that you're listening to has been on the show.
Episode 40.
Yeah.
I feel like I
all I do is talk about bitches.
I wanted to ad lib.
Wait a minute, is that
no? Bad you're
bitches?
Like 40 problem.
40 something. Okay.
I think I'm 40 something.
That's all I did was talk about women the whole time.
It was good people
bad
like
bitches.
It. It was good.
That's my fucking problem.
That's it.
Andy,
that's it.
Bad bitches.
I'm on my website andyklein.com.
My problem.
Twitter andyklein74. You can find me on Facebook. I'm on Instagram technically, but I'm not going to follow you back, so don't expect it. And no shows of note coming up because I don't know who books the Kennedy Center.
As don't I. They hide
I appreciate
it from us.
You guys having me on.
Tim DeMond on Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter if you want to. There's not going to be a whole lot of shit going on. I sent out a thing today on Facebook about Mayo. I got a story.
I got a story about ketchup.
I got to tell y'all. I told them, but I got to tell y'all about McDonald's. But I'll put that up. But yeah, Tim DeMond on Twitter. Where are you at? Real Talk For You on Twitter? Right? Rando?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter.
Real Talk For You?
I'm waiting on you to finish it up.
I was done.
My shit. Are you done?
Yeah.
All right. Randolph Terrence, Real Talk For You on Twitter. I am on Instagram, Randolph Terrence. I'm on Facebook. You know where I'm at.
Also, catch us outside the Draft House catcalling girls every Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Every Saturday
at 10:30
night,
and Friday at 10.
I am usually smoking a Black and Mild and catcalling damn bitches.
Yeah, look here, you bitch. Look here now.
Look here, bitch.
Get your motherfucking cheeks together, bitch.
Bitch.
Your cheeks is apart, bitch. Put them together.
Shit. Bitch.
And for some reason,
the whispers is playing in the background. I want to thank you guys. Be sure to email us. Hit us back. Let us know. Review us on Stitcher's, iTunes, everywhere you got possibly can. We want to thank all you guys.
Tell us about the misogyny
for your love. Shout out to Three Anegros Podcast. Be sure to y'all give them a listen too.
Three Anegros.
Great podcast. Great people. And we want to thank you guys. I'm Randolph Terrence.
I'm Andy Klein.
And I'm Tim Miller.
Sitting in from my right, we have
Chris Lambert.
And to my left, we have
motherfucking Courtney Farrington.
Yeah. And we are Five Guys On. And we are out.
Hey, yo, be a father. If not, why bother, son? A boy can make them, but a man can raise one. If you did it, admit it, to stick with it. Don't say it ain't yours, cause all women are not whores. 90% represent a woman that is faithful. Ladies, can I hear it?
Thank
when
you.
A girl gets pregnant, her man is gonna run around. Dissing her for 9 months when it's born, he wants to come around. Talking at him, sorry for what I did. And all of a sudden, he now wants to see his kid. She had to bear it by herself and take care of it by herself. And giving her some money for milk won't really help. Half of the fathers with sons and daughters don't even want to take them. But it's so easy for them to make them. It's true. If it weren't for you, then the child wouldn't exist. After a skis, there's responsibility. So don't resist. Be a father to your child.